Tobacco farmers have until next month to sign up for a government program to buy back their crops over the next decade. Last year, Congress voted to end the 80-year tradition of subsidizing tobacco growers. $10 billion was set aside to ease their pain, but there is growing concern that some of the potential recipients, many of whom are black, may not know about the buyback. From member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Leonita Inge reports.
John Boyd is president of the National Black Farmers Association. He says the end of the government's price support program for tobacco is bittersweet.
You're ending a large, rich heritage, not just for white people, but especially for black people, because we were the ones doing all the work.
Many African slaves were brought to America to cultivate tobacco, and even when slavery ended, blacks continued to grow the crop in high numbers.
My mother's father was a sharecropper. My dad's father was a farmer, and they both grew tobacco. That's all we knew.
Boyd says that's why he wants to make sure black farmers get their share of tobacco buyout money. But this fourth-generation tobacco farmer from Baskerville, Virginia, says he has his doubts. Black farmers are currently a part of a class-action lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture, claiming discrimination in the federal agency's farm credit programs. And Boyd says, once again, the USDA hasn't done enough to educate black farmers. He says it's obvious some elderly black farmers he's met over the past few weeks need help.
He didn't tell me, Mr. Boyd, I couldn't read, because I've been traveling around the South. I know the signs. When they ask you, can you help me sign in, that means that person can't read or write. So if that person doesn't need outreach, I don't know who does.
There's another hand up here. Yes, sir.
So the National Black Farmers Association is doing its own outreach. The group invited a USDA official to the recent meeting in Raleigh. Keith Weatherly is state executive director of the USDA's Farm Service Agency. He says his office is doing its best.
We're aggressively pursuing everybody, certainly including minority farmers, for education purposes and to be sure they receive all the money for which they're eligible.
But if the National Black Farmers Association hadn't gotten the word out, many of the people attending this event may not have come. Caroline Sue Ling grew up on a tobacco farm in Robeson County. She traveled back to that farm from her home in Augusta, Georgia, to pick up her parents and take them to the meeting.
Because I had gone on the web and I had pulled up the website that Dr. Boyd is a part of, president of, and after reading it, I'm like, okay, this is honest, this is legit. You know, we're not being taken. You know, it's something that I can go to a meeting and really get good information and share it with others.
Besides complaints of lack of outreach, the National Black Farmers Association says scam artists are already targeting farmers and pushing questionable ways to invest new tobacco buyout dollars. North Carolina's Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, also attended the meeting. She says money is like a magnet.
And folks needn't feel like they've been pegged as a dummy. What they've been pegged at is somebody having an asset that somebody is trying to hoodoo them out of.
More tobacco buyout money is headed to North Carolina than any other state, close to $4 billion. An estimated 3,700 black farmers in the state qualify to claim some of it. But there's a hitch that could keep black farmers from getting their money. If they have any outstanding loans due the federal government, the amount will be taken out of their tobacco payment. And some black farmers are just now finding out they're not the sole owners of their land. Joseph Lewis is 71 years old. He's tended his late father's farm in Vance County, North Carolina, for nearly 40 years.
Some of the prettiest tobacco in this country was raised right here on this farm, right here on this farm.
Lewis's father was an immigrant from Monrovia, Liberia, and in the 1930s, he purchased land and tobacco quota.
My father helped purchase it, probably put it in my name and was paying for it. My father tried everything he could to make something of me. He really did make a better person of me.
Lewis says he hasn't signed up for the buyout yet because he can't produce a deed to the property. Lewis says his father would not be pleased if he were alive.
He really wanted that farm to stay as a family farm. He wanted to stay in the family land. But, you know, it's red where it looks now. that we may lose that farm.
The deadline to sign up for the first installment of the tobacco buyout is less than a month away, June 17th. John Boyd with the National Black Farmers Association says the USDA should consider an extension. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Vance County, North Carolina.